This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. This week on the Compass, we take you inside the only infant nursery in Jefferson County. If you're a young parent who has babies or a senior citizen who likes holding them, you'll want to join us as we go inside the Compass.
The oldest church in Port Townsend is now a part-time home for its youngest citizens. The Trinity United Methodist Church, a building that was erected 147 years ago, now provides care for babies who have yet to reach their first birthday. It's called Little Ducklings Infant Nursery, and they want you to know that they're here to help. KPTZ visited Little Ducklings to get the inside story and spoke with Pastor Tony Brown, Nursery Coordinator Christelle Jose, volunteers, parents, and this little baby girl.
Read.
What's your name?
Mine. Sophie.
Sophie, do you like it here? That would be a nod. A nod is as good as a wink.
We are with Christelle Jose, and we are in the Little Ducklings Infant Nursery in the Trinity United Methodist Church. So, Christelle, are you the head honcho here? Why are you the one who's talking to KPTZ?
Yes, I'm the volunteer coordinator for the church, and I help develop the nursery as well as doing community outreach to connect with families and try and provide affordable care.
And how long has it been in existence?
Well, we started actually in the summer of 2018, kind of developing the policies and procedures and the space, but we officially opened in September of 2018.
Oh, okay. So you kind of just touched on this, but tell us a little bit about the genesis of the nursery. Whose idea was it, and how did it come to be?
Sure, and if I miss anything, Donna, our volunteer, can definitely punch in, because I probably will. So I think the idea kind of started with the fact that the church wanted to invite younger families and had a great congregation that would be willing to provide their time and energy, as well as this space down here to invite families, provide some respite for parents and guardians. So it was kind of twofold. It was to extend and welcome other families in Port Townsend, and as well as utilizing the space to do that.
So we are also with Donna. What's your last name?
Purnell.
Donna Purnell. You're a volunteer here, is that correct?
I am. I'm a church member and a volunteer.
Okay, now you were going to expand on what Christelle just said.
As a church, we realized that there was a gap in child care, that there was nothing available for six-week-old babies up until the time that they could start Firefly, which is located upstairs.
And for those of us who don't know, what is Firefly?
Firefly is a preschool before children start kindergarten.
I see. So the kids who are here are just what ages then?
Currently 6 weeks up to, we had thought a year, but we'll probably extend that to 15 months, Christelle, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the idea also was that Firefly is next door to us, and Firefly has kids from 3 to 6, and oftentimes they have younger siblings who don't have a lot of options as well. So if you're a family in Port Townsend and you have several little ones, the idea was that you could bring them to Firefly and that you could bring them to Little Ducklings. And so two of our families here actually do that.
So Camille's brother and sister are upstairs at Firefly.
How and why did you get hooked up with the little ones?
Our youngest grandchild is now 11 years old, and I wanted some grandma baby time. So with the babies, I can rock and feed, and they snuggle on my shoulder, and it just is, it's a nice way to give back, not just to the church, but to the community.
So it serves their needs and your needs.
It certainly serves my needs.
This could go to either to Donna or Christelle. How big is the need for an infant nursery, given that most locals are probably most likely to be grandparents rather than parents of babies?
Actually, we're finding that there's a lot of interest. In fact, several parents have asked for 5 days a week, and currently we're only open 2. So there are young families that value this type of care.
And I'll just add that Port Townsend's average age is decreasing. Right now, I think it's 52. But with newborns being born here, that obviously changes, and we're seeing more and more younger families here who don't have a lot of options for care. And I think, if I'm correct on my data from last year, when we were doing research for the nursery, we learned that parents in this community, almost half to a third, are stay-at-home parents. And that is because, mostly because there isn't any sort of full-time care for like 0 to 6. So we're seeing that as well. And again, more and more families are coming to Port Townsend.
One of them is playing with my keys right now, but I'm sure those aren't going to go anywhere because they're clipped on just fine. So has there ever been a nursery in Port Townsend before for kids of this age? Do either of you know?
I don't know. I don't believe there has been.
To our knowledge, we don't believe that there's either another infant nursery in town or historically.
I wonder if this is a dying breed, this sort of establishment. Or what's the closest nursery that either of you are aware of anywhere in Jefferson County or beyond?
I'm not.
There are alternative childcare groups, like there's the Parenting Co-op or Sunnyfield. But a lot of those involve parent volunteerism. And so this is different because you can drop your kids off here for any amount of time. You don't have to stay for the full 4 hours. You can just use 1 hour, whatever you really need. But that's the only thing that we've ever heard of in Port Townsend. Mm-hmm.
So who do you have looking after the infants?
We have amazing volunteers. The nursery is completely powered by volunteers. They are members of the congregation here and members of the community. Each one of them goes through a background check, and we do a CPR training every year. And we also welcome parents to become volunteers as well. So the idea is that if I had an infant and I stayed here a few hours, I could kind of bank those hours and use them for when I needed to drop off without me. So we're offering that sort of interaction and experience as well.
Are you a mother?
No, I'm not a mother.
So why are you doing this? Why the sense of this is something Christelle Jose really wants? I really want to do this for the young ones and for the parents here.
Sure. I have been a nanny for 10 plus years, and I understand the need and how essential childcare is and finding someone who is trusting. I also, my background is in community outreach, so my main goal career-wise is to always connect families and children to affordable coverage and care. And so I wanted to continue that here in Port Townsend and kind of see this grow as one of the first things ever to be established, and hopefully it'll continue on, you know, even without me or in the future, that this grows just like that, you know, okay, that I have a newborn coming, and I know I've heard of that place, Little Ducklings, and I can plan for the future. And that's what I'd like to really give parents.
But how many clients do you have? How many kids are you looking after on a regular basis?
So we try to keep the ratio 1-to-1, one volunteer to one baby. But we have as many as 5 signed up. But we give a schedule out each week. And so right now we are having 2 at a time. But we have 5 clients, so to say.
Okay. And is it open to just church members?
No. It's open to the community. Again, that's part of our church outreach, which is a very important component of what we do here.
And what percentage would you guess of the kids, the parents that are here, are church members?
None that we're aware of.
None?
Yeah.
How about the volunteers? Are they all church members?
No.
No, I would say of the 8, 7 are from the church, but we're hoping to expand that with volunteers from other organizations and other community members.
And you are both affiliated with the church?
Yes.
Okay, this is the oldest church in Port Townsend. I just learned that.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about its history, either one of you?
Yeah, well, actually, this is a great segue because Pastor Tony just walked in.
Pastor Tony is here.
And I'm sure to answer that question.
Pastor Tony, I'm David Cunningham with KPTZ Radio, and I'll repeat the question I just gave to Christelle. This is the oldest church in Port Townsend. Can you tell us a little bit about its history?
Well, it has a very interesting history. It's been really a centerpiece of Port Townsend. Go back and look at the beginnings of it. The influential people in Port Townsend were members here at this church. So it really developed with the town and has always kind of reflected the feel of the town. But there's been, I guess, three or four buildings. The first building, we still have a picture of upstairs. And that building, you don't see it anymore, but it's still within the walls of the current building because they didn't tear it down. They just added to it and kind of remodeled and built around it. So we have lots of pictures of all the former pastors upstairs going all the way back. And when you look at the ones from the late 1800s, they look a little scary because they have that very, you know, straight face on them and kind of dark eyes. And it's been good. We had our first female pastor in the 80s. And
1980s? 1880s.
1980s, yes, yes.
That would figure.
Yeah, and so what's really happened this past couple of years is the church accepting and being open to having a gay pastor. So it's always progressed, I think, with the culture. And if you look at the history of Port Townsend, I think the history of Trinity kind of goes right along with it in many ways. So,
do you remember any of the names? You mentioned some of the influential founders in the Port Townsend area of those who were affiliated with the church.
I know that Aldrich was affiliated in some way.
The Aldrich of Aldrich's Market.
Yeah. There was one pastor in the beginning who was really... He was a very tough guy. In order to straighten certain people up, he actually got physical. And
what time frame would this have been?
This would have been in the 1800s, you know. But it was a tougher time anyway. I mean, the whole town was just it was a tough place to be in, you know. I mean, people were getting shanghaied and all that kind of stuff. So in order to kind of stand his ground in the midst of some of these social issues he was dealing with, he would physically, you know, he said he physically chastised people. So it was very different than the way we do it today. So
what was your involvement with the starting of the Little Ducklings Infant Nursery, and how did you feel about it?
I mean, I guess I'm the one who started the idea of it back in 2013. Our children and youth director that we just had, who was here with us for 2 years until this past year, she ran a daycare program in town. And she told us, after hearing me talk about, hey, I'd love to see a nursery open because it would be a great way in a retirement community for people in the church and outside of the church to be able to sit and hold babies. And I'm sure that's lacking. I know it's lacking just from talking with people. So many people who live here have family that live elsewhere. So they have babies in their family, but they're not close by. So it was kind of like not only to help the young families in the area have childcare, because there wasn't any infant childcare like this. And I learned that from this lady who worked for us who had the daycare. But also just a way to give grandparents and great-grandparents an opportunity to come in and sit and hold and hang out with babies too. And the pastor too. I mean, I stop in here to do it a lot. And
I should mention that Pastor Tony is holding a baby as we speak.
Yes.
So it's a win-win-win. It's good for the babies. It's good for
because my girls are 4 and 7 now. So I don't get to hold them much anymore.
Yes.
But anyway, so we started in 2013, began talking about it, and we had a couple people who came along and kind of kept us moving towards it. And then finally, Christelle is really the one who's implemented it and made it happen.
And we'll move on to Christelle again. Take us around, if you would, and show us what you have here for the kids to keep them busy for how many hours? 4 hours?
4 hours. Yeah, and actually, we can do kind of like a quick walkthrough. What we expect is the parents come in and they sign in and they leave certain things that we desperately need, which is diapers, any food that they want us to give them, because we don't provide food. A lot of our babies are small, that they're still breastfed, or some of them have formula, so we really like to walk through that before they drop off. They leave us with kind of familiar things that the babies like to play with. Oftentimes it's teething toys or pacifiers, especially if they're teething. And the toys they get to play with, we actually have hand-sewn quilts by the congregation that we lay out.
It's very nice.
And we have toys for stacking, for holding, stuffed animals, balls. And we have music playing at all times because I think it's just a really good way to kind of settle in into the morning. And we have 3 cribs that we use sometimes, but a lot of the babies here get so much attention and they fall asleep on the volunteers. And then we have several feeding stations, a changing station where we have extra supplies in case someone didn't bring something. We are very sanitary and clean everything every day. And we have some really nice storage areas for babies to put their stuff away. And over here, actually, one of the cool things that I think we came up with is we have what we call baby charts. Mm-hmm. So what happens is a baby comes in, and at the end of the day, a parent is naturally going to ask, oh, did they have a nap? Did they have, what was their food today? So we write down little things that we've noticed, like when they nap, for how long. A lot of parents and guardians will track the amount of ounces that their baby takes in per day. So we'll say we gave them 3 ounces of milk, and anything that we've noted that we've seen them do. So for instance, today, that was the first time that we saw Camille pick herself up onto the chairs. And, you know, since we've been with her since September, that's a huge thing, because mm-hmm. she couldn't really sit up when we first met her.
That's interesting. So you'll be privy to some baby's first moments, whether it's, you know, pulling themselves up or whatever. And it's, if you're, the parent sadly is not here, at least you'll tell them about it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I notice all of the chairs are rocking chairs.
Yes, they're all donated from the community. The rocking chairs are pivotal in this room.
When you're holding a baby, as any mother, grandmother, or grandpa would know.
Yes. Yeah.
Rocking is a good thing, right?
Oh, it is.
Yes.
It is.
Though we've also learned quickly that some babies don't like to be rocked. They would rather be swayed or bounced.
Oh.
So we definitely are learning those things.
Mm-hmm. And it's important that we understand each baby's different and what their needs are.
And when you say understand it, do you just get that by osmosis or?
Yes. If they don't like to be rocked, we notate it. And we don't rock them. Mm-hmm. Or if some babies like the swing, some babies don't.
Yeah. And so what we do is we note it and we share it across all volunteers so that they know. So we really do get a good connection and understanding of each baby. So for example, the things that we've learned today, Donna and I will share with the crew tomorrow, who actually told us, you know, last week that a certain baby didn't want to be rocked to sleep. So we share as much knowledge as we can with each other. We would just really like to open this up to the community and see if there are other people who'd be interested in stopping by for a quick peek, or if you wanted to dedicate a certain amount of time in your week, that would be lovely. We don't ask, you know, for a hard, strict schedule. We're very flexible and very understanding of things coming up in day-to-day situations, but if at all possible, we'd love to invite the community to check us out.
Drop in,
exactly.
Okay. Yeah. And give us the address.
We are at 609 Taylor Street on the corner of Taylor and Clay and the downstairs of Trinity United Methodist Church.
Some basics. What days and hours are you open?
Sure. We are open Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're hoping to expand that next spring and summer to be eventually 5 days a week, but that's all dependent on how many volunteers we can get.
That was my next question. What is it dependent on? Is it also funds?
I think it's mostly that it is dependent on the fact that if there are willing and able community members to give even 1 hour of their mornings or one weekday morning to take care of the infants. I think that's my biggest, not barrier, but challenge and goal.
How much does it cost for a parent to leave a child in your care?
So we have a suggested donation of $10 an hour, but because we are a nonprofit, we are going to accept any amount for the day.
Okay. And are the caretakers paid?
No, they are not.
All volunteer?
Yes. Volunteers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how do you find your volunteers? Where do you get them from?
So I advertised within the congregation, and I have been putting out flyers around town at coffee shops and grocery stores, anywhere you might find families. I've been posting flyers and brochures, and that in a way has brought both families and volunteers. So one of our community members here that volunteers, she found our flyer at a coffee shop and asked if she could volunteer one day a week, and we happily welcomed her.
Yeah. Now, what little money, I guess, at this stage that comes in, where does that go to?
That goes to the church, and we'll hopefully continue funding community outreach with different programs. You know, right now we're working with infant youth, but we would love to see more for older kids and teenagers, and really have this be a space and center for families.
And if someone hears this and thinks, wow, this is wonderful, I'd like to donate to the cause, what do they do?
You can definitely donate online through our website. There is a section on our website that says nursery, and you can donate online for some of the supplies that we might need regularly. But it also helps us with like maintenance around the area and in the nursery. If they wanted to volunteer with us, they could reach out to me, and my information is also on the website. And we're more than welcome to have visitors pop in and see for themselves what the nursery is like. If they're timid or have questions about it, I know it can be, for some, it can be very intimidating to hold a fragile baby, but it's actually really sweet, and we'd love to share that with the community.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your website.
Yes, we have a website.
Tell us what that website is.
Oh, it is a very long one, but if you just Googled tumcpt.com/nursery, I think that'll get you there.
If someone wants to have their infant taken care of by you, what do they do?
They can do one of two things. They can go online and print out our welcome packet, which is a brief registration form, or they can come here in person to check it out, and we have copies of the welcome packet here. One of the critical things that we need in our welcome packet is sort of like an authorization form. So if a parent is dropping off and the person picking up is different, we would just like to know that and, you know, get copies of IDs and learn about any sort of medical history. So they would have to just fill out that welcome packet and drop it off with us and make an appointment. They can call the nursery line or email me or text the nursery line. There's various ways of communicating the need. But we do ask, because we are volunteer-based, that they give us at least a week's notice so that we have the appropriate amount of volunteers for the babies that week.
Mm-hmm. Would an infant be rejected for any reason?
No, I think our main goal in doing this is that we provide care to as many kids as we can, pending availability.
What if you had a special needs infant, if you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We would definitely talk to the parents and guardians more about it, see what's the best course of action for care. And if it involves any sort of administering medication or certain like practices and behavior, those are things that parent or guardian would have to teach us and sign a consent form or waiver saying that I've trained this volunteer to perform X, Y, and Z, and that I'm leaving them in their care for this amount of time. So we have definitely thought about that. We haven't had that case yet, but we welcome, again, all babies.
Mm-hmm. And the age limits again for your infants?
6 weeks to about 15 months.
Now, I'm guessing you don't get paid to do what you're doing here. Is that correct?
I do, actually. I help the church kind of build the foundations of this nursery, and then from there it'll grow to many people who oversee it and are part of the decision-making process.
Okay, because I was going to ask if this is a part-time gig for you, if you actually get paid, do you have another job or or what?
Yeah, I actually, childcare is basically what I do here in Port Townsend, and I spend a lot of time with one child 2 days a week when I'm not here. Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go back to Donna. Is there someone that needs to come in?
That's a parent. That's Michael.
Ask Michael if he'd like to go on the radio. So you're the parent of Camille. Camille's very excited to see you.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was standing outside. I know that the ratchets it up a little bit.
Okay. And how old is Camille?
10 months.
Okay. And how long has she been coming to the... I was about to say ugly ducklings. That would not be the word, but the little ducklings.
Since, was that mid-October, mid-September that, since we started.
And how did you find out about it?
Cristello came up to us on the street. I was cruising around uptown with three kids and just passing time. And yeah, she said, we're starting a nursery, and had flyers, invited us, and thought it was a neat idea.
Cool. And you just have the one?
One child here at Little Ducklings, 3-year-old twins upstairs.
That's Camille talking on the radio. So are you a member of the church?
No, I'm not.
So you just, I was going to say you stumbled upon it. She stumbled upon you.
Yes, exactly. There was some stumbling, and very fortuitous that way.
And how's it working out for you so far?
Quite nicely. Okay. Yeah, the dropping off all three kids twice a week, same building. It's pretty nice on these cold, blustery days.
Yeah.
And I get a chance to be a grown-up for a little while. Yeah.
So, Donna, you're open, I believe, just 2 days a week at this time for some limited hours. Why not more?
We need more community volunteers that would like to spend time with babies. And we're hoping it happens because we've already had some parents say they would like to be here 5 days, like their infants to be here 5 days a week. Mm-hmm.
But that's impossible because you simply don't have enough volunteers at this point.
Exactly. Okay. Right.
Christelle, what qualifications must a volunteer have, if any?
We would just like to ask the volunteers, they have to fill out a background check, which takes about, I would say, a week to process, but there are no fees for volunteers, and that they are easily contactable. So we have what we call a group email where we share updates and share the calendar. So really just that they're willing to sign a background check and that we can email them.
And that they want to spend time with infants.
That would be key, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Spend time with the infants. But they don't have to know CPR or have any special education.
No, we would provide all that training.
So, Christelle, we were just talking to Dawn about how the babies interact with each other and in this environment. What have been your perceptions?
So the babies definitely, they play with little toys here and there, but I've noticed they're starting to recognize each other, and there's a big mirror in the middle of our room where they can see each other, which I think is kind of the best toy in this area. And I think it's good for them to just hear other babies, and some of them, we try and keep them in the same room so that they get used to the noises. I think it can be really jarring, but in the end, and then for long term for the parents, it's pretty good to be able to put down your baby while you're out and about doing something or around other noises, because I know lots of babies are very sensitive to sound. Some babies sleep with sound machines, but we really try and have them be well-rounded in their sleep habits. And so it'll be very quiet sometimes. You can hear the piano and we'll turn off the lights, or you'll have some fussing, some screaming, but it's never to the point where that we feel like someone is in pain. It's more just getting acclimated. And they sleep about, I'd say, anywhere from 30 minutes to as long as an hour and a half. So I think they do get a good rest, but if they don't, the other plus side is on the parent side and guardian side, later when they pick up, they're ready to go down for a nap. And I just wanted to say also that as part of the makeup of the nursery, we really did think of it as a win-win for the community, for the volunteers, and for the parents and guardians, because, and the babies, of course, but that you could provide this space, parents could have a break from their day-to-day routine, that volunteers could find that small human being connection, and that the church would be able to say, you know, come on in, check us out, and let's see if we can help more families.
At the Little Ducklings Infant Nursery, inside Trinity United Methodist Church in Port Townsend, this is David Cunningham for KPTZ News.
This week's Compass was written and produced by David Cunningham. The Compass airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. and repeats the following Saturday at noon. You can listen to podcasts of past Compass programs at the kptz.org website, where you can also stream KPTZ live 24 hours a day. For the news team here at KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, this is Compass Executive Producer Steve Evans.